All right, Shabbos, say good morning. We are continuing on page Kuf Chaf Beis. So remember again, in this section, the Rebbe is actually really a very exciting section because the Rebbe is giving little nuggets of reinforcement, little nuggets of information, and most of it gleans from previous chapters, but here just really written in much more condensed form. So we're in the second paragraph, second complete paragraph in Kuf Chaf Beis. Have medayik b'ma'asecha o behis hangusha kol hayom. A person is actually amazing. Should be medayik. Should be careful with his actions, and his actions, and with his behaviors throughout the day. Ki ha'im rotze atochas v'shalom lechalal Hashem. Do God forbid want to make a chilul Hashem? V'yomru habrios, and people will say, look at this student. Remember again, we always keep in mind that this Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim was really written for younger students, but of course we apply it to ourselves a bit, I won't call older, I'll call mature, more mature students. But this is an incredible yisod. Do you want people to say, look at that Talmud, look at that student of Torah? He supposedly one of the members of the legions of God, and he learns his Torah. But look how lowly he is in all of his actions. Do you want anyone to say this about you, Chas v'Shalom? So this is amazing, because what the Piagetzna is saying over here is the important recognition that we are all, welcome back, Alan, that we are all ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an incredibly important idea. We are all ambassadors of God. And so, because we are ambassadors of God, so as a result of that, we have to be so careful and so vigilant with our behaviors. And if you think about it in this respect, the power of this, we've all heard this concept before, but the power of it is, it keeps us on the straight and narrow. If I recognize that at the end of the day, I am representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and people, Jew and non-Jew alike, will formulate their respective opinions about God based on my behavior, suddenly that creates an entirely new awareness. Suddenly it creates an entirely new level of responsibility for the way that I conduct myself. And I'll point out something very important. This is not only true in the realm of avoidance of sin. Obviously, on a basic level, what the Piagetzna is saying is, when tempted to commit avera, do not do that. When tempted to do something wrong, do not do that. Because at the end of the day, you are representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's even more than that. It's the way, just in general, we conduct ourselves. You know, it's the way, you know, I'll tell you, I was at a Baruch Hashem Chasana last night, and I went to get something to drink. And I said to the woman who was tending the bar, hey, you know, how are you? And she was like so startled. People say thank you, people say please, but you know, there's a human being that's there. And everybody else is out there enjoying the party, and she's working, you know, that entire night. And I guarantee you something else. No one, when they're a little child, says, you know what, I want to grow up one day to go ahead and work for a caterer and tend bar, you know, on weeknights instead of being home with my family. It's noble, it's good, it's wonderful, but people often end up in situations like that, don't necessarily choose situations like that. And when you take a moment to recognize someone's humanity, and you not just say a thank you, but you ask them how they're doing, so ultimately, the hope is that they say, Jews are good people. There's enough other people saying other stuff about Jews. Right? Jews are good people. Jews are good people. So that's the saying. He's saying, be careful with the way you act, and be careful with the way you conduct yourself, but not just in the avoidance of sin. That's a big one. Not just in terms of doing things that don't reflect poorly on God, but go out of your way to do things that ultimately reflect positively on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Be a good, positive ambassador for the Ribono Shel Olam. Next. Al tischaber lechavera. We'll say this is a difficult one. Make sure you don't have friends who are negative influences. Avoid friends who have negative influences. Right? Do not connect, literally again, to a chaver ra. to someone who's going to be a bad friend. I will say that. What's the definition of a bad friend? So, okay, we all know this. Because right? Most of us have people who we really like a lot, but we know are not good for us. They're just not good influences. They're not good influences because of the way they talk. They're not good influences because of maybe the life hashkafas they hold. They're not good influences because of actions. They probably have good hearts. I've yet to meet a Jew who doesn't have a good heart. Right? They have good hearts, but they're probably not the best influence for me. The Piagetna says sometimes almost you have to have the strength to kind of disentangle yourself from those type of relationships. Doesn't mean I break off contact, but I have to be careful who I spend time with. And I will say, this is a very important idea. Sometimes we think, and people do this all the time, and it's one of the greatest forms of self-delusion, that I think, you know what, I'm strong, so I could put myself in situations that are not great, and they won't impact me, right? I could go places that are not great, it won't impact me. I could speak with people, I could associate with people who are not great, it won't impact me, right? I could engage in things that are not great, but it won't impact me. Say, it's mamish untrue. And if we know it's not true. Every single thing we do in life has an impact on our neshama. And I will say, there's no such thing as a pariv impact either. It's either milchiks or fleishiks. Assuming fleishiks is good, milchiks is bad. Right? So again, right? It's either good or bad. It's either good or bad. And this is, it's an overwhelming way to look at life. But every single thing that I do either exerts a positive influence over me or a negative influence over me. There's nothing neutral. There's nothing neutral. And so it says the Piagetna, I have to be careful with who I associate with. And now again, let's be clear. You have to be kind to every person. You have to be cordial to every person. You have to be nice to every person. What he's saying over here, look at his Lashon, Al tischaber l'chavera. You know, we'll say, we use the word friend very loosely, right? We often use friend and acquaintance interchangeably. A friend, a chaver, is someone with whom you have a chibur, someone with whom you have a connection. So the Piagetna saying is, be careful who you forge real relationships with, because real relationships impact you often on a very personal and intimate way. So don't have a chibur. Make sure that you aren't connected to a chavera. Listen to this. This is amazing. Because af misicha kala shalom. Because sometimes even from the small conversations of a chavera, kimitacha ve'keshes tisrachek, even from a simple cordial conversation, distance yourself like kimitacha ve'keshes means literally like the you know what the right term is, like the shooting of the arrow, meaning far away. Far away, even from what appears to be an innocuous conversation. But let's say, you ever have situations like this? Well, of course, we've all situations like this, where you begin a conversation that is the most innocuous conversation in the world. And then what happens? Within like 30 seconds, you are neshama deep in Lashon Hara, right? And neshama deep in Krit. Like, where did that come from? Where did that come from? That's why you have to be careful with whom you converse or with whom you engage in deep, meaningful conversations with. Because at the end of the day, it takes very little time for things to go dramatically south. Says the Piagetna, be careful who you have a chibur with. Be careful who you have a connection with. Because if it's a chavera, good person, but not the right friend for me, even from a simple conversation, distance yourself because you never know where things go. Watch this. Ki bedibur echad shalit sanus. Because we'll say sometimes, from one little conversation of leitzanus, right? One little mocking or jocular conversation. Af bekritza achas me'inav. Or sometimes one inappropriate wink of the eye. This doesn't mean inappropriate like immoral. What it means is, you know, sometimes you're having a conversation with someone and they make a motion or a gesture or like a rolling of the eyes that disparages someone or something who is important, who is holy. And those kind of gestures, I will say, bring me down. Isn't this funny? You know, some of the Piagetna is saying is that when you have the wrong type of friends, and those friends make fun of things or disparage things which are sacred and are holy, even if they're not disparaging those things with their words, They're just disparaging it with the rolling of the eyes or something else. Look at the Piagetna says, Es kol hon ha-Torah v'akdusha sh'asaf del kirbacha b'yegiyas eser shanim yochul l'chas l'sham l'habish. Rabbi was saying, you could lose all of your Torah, and you could lose all of the holiness which you have amassed with one rolling of the eyes, or with one inappropriate conversation, or as a result of an interaction with a friend who should be more of an acquaintance and not a friend. Be careful who you keep company with, says the Piaget. And it was this is very hard. We know it to be true. There's no one amongst us who's going to say, no, Piaget, no. I don't think that's correct. Right? All of us will hold it to be true. But like many things in life that we know to be true, it's not really the truthfulness of it that's problematic. It's the execution that's often a bit challenging. But I will say, part one is this incredible yisod, that never delude yourself into thinking that the things which go on around you do not impact you. Right? Everything impacts us. Every single thing impacts us. And that impact is either positive or negative. And therefore, says the Piagetna, be mindful who your friends are. Because ultimately, again, the wrong kind of friendship that has the wrong kind of conversations, that even has the wrong kind of gestures, could bring me down in such a dramatic way. He goes on. Bola yeshiva b'shamediyekes. Rabbi say, here we go. Come on time to learning. Right? I'm not looking at anyone, right? I'm sure people are walking with their eyes as I say this, right? Come on time to learning. Ba al yeshiva b'shamediyekes. Come to yeshiva at a particular time. V'macharta pam achos hamoed. And if you came late one time, tidag belipcha achata achazeh, you should worry about this sin. And it's okay if you came late once. So we'll say that's fine as long as you grow from it. As long as you're mekabel upon yourself ultimately to do better next time. So we'll say, I want to talk about this in just a moment. Why the insistence on coming on time to learning? I will say, it's very simple. People come on time to things which are important to them, right? And they don't come on, they come late to things which aren't important to them. It's as simple as that. I can have a million and one excuses as to why I'm late. Rabbi say, we all know this. When it's important enough to be there on time, I'm on time. No one ever comes late to the $1 million deal. No one. And if you come late to the $1 million deal, chances are that's what? You're not getting that business. When I have to be on time because it's important, I'm on time. And I will say, says the Piagetna, understand that sometimes people look at timeliness as like a function of their personality. Some people are on time, some people are not on time. So that might be true, but more importantly, when you're on time for something, it means it's important to you. When you're late for it, it means deep down, it's not as important to you. What you show up on time for and what you come late for is an incredible manifestation of your hierarchy of life importance. Therefore, says the Piagetna to the Talmud, it's not just enough to learn, but you must live a life and you must display the fact that what? Learning is important to you. And how do you display that learning is important to you? Come on time. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this section tomorrow.